So the text suggests that thought, feeling, and emotion, three are the dwellings of the sons and daughters of man. Thought, feeling, and emotion are the principles that allow us to interact with the world around us. And what I'd like to do is just take this time and define the differences between thought, feeling, and emotion. What I mean when I'm sharing those words in this program, how they work together, how they work separately, and how they may be merged into the single potent force. I'm on the road, traveling quite a bit, and I try to talk to my mom. I try to give her a call about once a week. Generally, it's a long-distance call from somewhere in the world. And Mom and I have had many discussions late into the evening about precisely this topic, thought, feeling, and emotion. Mom says to me, I always thought feeling and emotion were essentially the same thing. And her sentiments, I've found, are echoed throughout much of the Western world, that we find very little distinction sometimes between feeling and emotion. We kind of lump them into a category and say, there's something that's there. So what I'd like to do, in your mind's eye, and in the drawing that is in your CD workbook, if you can envision an image, and I've included an ancient image from the Hindu traditions of the energy centers of the human body, the chakra systems. In the 8 chakra system, the lower 3 energy centers are associated by the ancients with what we call the power of emotion. The power of emotion. Emotion, it's the force that lives within our lives that tears down the walls and breaks down the barriers that stand between us and the things that we choose to have in our lives, the things that we love and hold dear. And what the ancients say is that the power of emotion needs to be guided. It needs direction. In and of itself, emotion is scattered. If you know people that live in their emotions, that live in their emotional body, or if perhaps you in the past have lived in your emotional body, you know that life can be a little chaotic and a little confusing. Living purely and reacting and responding to the events and the challenges of life simply through emotions. However, when the emotions are given direction, that is the way that we focus our emotions. So the emotions are associated with the lower energy centers of the body. And from the perspective of the ancients, they say that we are capable of essentially 2 primary emotions, and that's it. They say that we are capable of essentially 2 emotions that we today would call love, and then whatever we believe the opposite of love is the other end of the spectrum. So perhaps we would call the 2 primary emotions love and hate, or maybe love and fear. And to be very honest with you, because I know many tremendous scholars have done a lot of work with this material, so I'm choosing to be very clear, when we get really, really deep into the esoteric traditions, even love and hate, or love and fear, are essentially one and the same force. They're one and the same. For the purposes of what we're doing here, I'm going to suggest, through the traditions of the ancients, and I'm going to be specific here, the ancient Essenes and many indigenous traditions, emotion, there are 2 primary emotions that we're capable of, love or hate. Without something to give our love or hate direction, this is where our lives can become very chaotic and very scattered. And this is where the experience of human thought becomes very important. Thought is associated with the upper energy centers, the throat center, the communication center, the third eye, the pineal center, and the crown chakra, the crown center. Thought, in and of itself, has very, very little power. I'm going to say this one more time because it's perhaps a little different than what some of the teachings of the esoteric traditions in the past may have suggested. Thought, in and of itself, has very little power. It is a directional system. When we think about something, our thought is simply an image, perhaps associated with imagination, and it is only when we fuel our thought with the power of human emotion, when we pump the emotion of love for what we're thinking or hate for what we're thinking into that thought, that we empower that thought. And when we do so, by definition, we create what is called a feeling. So by definition now, feeling is the union of thought and emotion. Feeling is the union of something that we're thinking about, or you can use the word imagination, fueled by our emotion, the love or the hate or the charge for whatever it is that that thought entails. And by definition, when we marry the two together, we create what we call now a human feeling. So if you're having a feeling, what it says to you is, although you may or may not be aware of it, that you're thinking about something and you're having an emotion about that thought. If you don't like the word thought and emotion, you can think of thought as imagination and as emotion as charge.